USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The friction between the President and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has shifted to include the State of the Union address. Pelosi is now delaying it. President Trump was to address a joint session of Congress on Tuesday, but Nancy Pelosi has denied him access to the House chamber until the government reopens.
That's a great blotch on the incredible country that we all love.
That is now forcing the president to find a backup plan.
We'll do something in the alternative.
Though he didn't say what that might be, Pelosi had asked him last week to postpone the address, and the president called her bluff by saying he'd go ahead with it. She then denied him access, which he called a disgrace. Votes are expected on Thursday in the Senate on border security and funding parts of the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Now, if your New Year resolution is to be healthier, take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, MyPillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after MyPillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. MyPillow had an amazing offer on a four-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end-of-the-year special. Here's what you'll find. The lowest price MyPillow has ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for one low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats want to end the standoff in the government shutdown.
I think it's time Speaker Pelosi begins to listen to her own conference. Let's solve this problem. There's a reasonable proposal on the table.
Pelosi says Democrats are standing the line.
Congressional Democrats support smart, effective border security, but we do not support the president holding the health, safety, and paychecks of the American people hostage again to a campaign applause line.
Members of a SWAT team discovered five people had been killed after entering a SunTrust bank in Sebring, Florida. They convinced an attempted bank robber to give himself up. Police Chief Carl Hoagland.
We are still processing the crime scene, and we have not conducted victim notifications for the families involved.
The suspect is identified as 20-year-old Stephen Zaver. Police say he called 911 to report he had fired shots inside the bank. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The White House is responding to a questionable claim made by a rising star in the Democratic Party. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently claimed that the world will end in 12 years due to climate change and says the Trump administration is doing little about it. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reacts to the comments on Fox News.
Look, I don't think we're going to listen to her on much of anything, particularly not on matters that are we're going to leave into the hands of a much, much higher authority, and certainly not listen to the freshman congresswoman on when the world may end. We're focused on what's happening in the world right now. We wish that Democrats like herself would engage in that conversation, help us fix some of the current problems we know exist, and work with us to get some things done, particularly on the border, fixing the national and humanitarian crisis.
GM now admits it has a problem in a plant in Toledo, Ohio. Two federal lawsuits have been filed accusing the automaker of ignoring severe racial harassment. The company says it's now urgently working to identify which of its employees turned the Toledo plant into a hateful, racist place. African-American workers alleged they were routinely disparaged. GM's admission comes after months of sidestepping claims from 11 black workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.